I'm Steve Norman, VOA News in Washington. A British-based group has been tracking civilian casualties in Iraq since the war began in 2003. Iraq Body Count has released their latest findings, and I spoke with the group's co-founder, Hamid Dardagan, about this year's numbers.
2010 had the lowest number of recorded civilian deaths due to violence since the war began. The only worrying aspect of it is that the lowering is proceeding much more slowly than it has done in the last few years. By following the trends, we've been able to see that from 2006, 2007 to 2008 and 2009, there were some quite noticeable and quite marked drops in violence. But what we've seen in the last couple of years is this, there seems to be a sort of a steady state of persistent low-level conflict that is claiming in the order of 4,000 lives every year. And it looks as if things are not lowering as quickly as they were.
Could that be a sign of the way things are in Iraq? Lower civilian casualties in the last year, but yet there's still something bleak in the story.
There is one hopeful sign, relatively hopeful, which is that immediately following 31st August, which was the U.S. United States declared end of combat mission in Iraq, there was a halving of the number of civilian deaths in September compared to August. And that lowered level has held through the winter months so far.
You mentioned in your report that Mosul is extremely violent. Is it more violent than Baghdad?
It just seems that there are almost daily reports of something happening in Mosul, which is surprising in terms of the size of the city in relation to Baghdad. Of course, Baghdad is also the capital where and sort of the administrative center of all of Iraq. And you would expect, therefore, that there would be more violence in Baghdad compared to anywhere else. And that has been true for most of the conflict. But in the last few years, Mosul has just become, as we say, extraordinarily violent compared to its population size. And I think that will have repercussions for some time to come, because if there's one thing we've noticed is that when there's been some violence, that's usually followed by some kind of either retaliatory or responsive violence. So, unfortunately, the outlook for Mosul at present isn't good.
It appears that the civilian casualties are often connected with a location. Specifically, I'm thinking of a lot of the news we hear about suicide bombings and those sorts of attacks are at police facilities.
Correct. Well, I think, and we do tend to be quite cautious in who we say caused something, who made something happen. Often it's not really possible for journalists or anyone else in the country, even the police forces and so on, to know who was behind a particular attack. But sometimes you can actually work this out from who they targeted. And clearly we see targeting of the police as well as of foreign military forces, of course, as being attacks against the government in Iraq as well as the occupying forces, as they were for a long time, who helped to put the current government into place. The police are often targeted, even though they may be sometimes ordinary police, like traffic police and so on, as well as quite often the sort of paramilitary forces, such as the counterinsurgency police that also operate and who would be more obvious targets for anti-occupation forces.
The name of your organization, Iraq Body Count, would almost appear to be kind of morbid by title. Why count the numbers of bodies of civilians killed in the first place?
You say it's morbid. It's more, I think, a sort of a somber and an approach that acknowledges that for people who are caught up in this violence, it is an ugly business. That is, there's nothing heroic about being caught in someone's crossfire.
Hamid Dardagan co-founded the British-based group Iraq Body Count. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News, reporting from Washington.